Today on Daily Vice. Every time a full moon comes around, Mike Koval heads out looking for a storied werewolf that some people believe prowls the outskirts of an industrial town about 3 hours north of London. For the past 2 years, Koval has organized search groups, taking along people hoping to catch a glimpse of the beast. Vice's Jake Warren met up with Koval earlier this month to see if there's any truth to the legend.
Oh, I've just stood in something. It's not werewolf shit, is it?
I'm Kim Taylor Bennett, and this is Daily Vice.
So we're here at Barmston Drain. The drain is home to a mythical creature, supposedly an 8-foot werewolf, affectionately known as Old Stinker. Mike Koval is a local paranormal expert and a werewolf hunter. He's going to take us through the alleged habitat of Old Stinker, and then this evening, under the cover of a full moon, we're going to go on a hunt for him. So Mike, what are we doing at this stretch of the drain?
But this is where a cluster of sightings have been reported of the Beast of Barmston Drain.
What exactly is the Beast of Barmston Drain, Old Stinker?
Some people have described it as a man, some people have described it as a dog, and some people have described it as a werewolf.
Mike has been on more than 50 excursions looking for Old Stinker. Sightings in the area date back to the 70s, but recently there's been an increase in reported encounters. One couple claims to have spotted a werewolf-like creature hours away in the English countryside. They snapped a photo of what they thought was a panther and added this drawing to help police.
Have you ever had any close encounters of Old Stinker?
I had one that was quite eerie, where we saw a set of eyes. I'll show you where we spotted these eyes.
Oh, okay.
A few months back, we came out on an evening investigation, and across the banks, we kind of heard all this rustling. So I took my torch out and shone it, and there was two green eyes.
Were you frightened? Were you terrified?
Most of all, it was curiosity. I was really interested to find out what it was. I've been dealing with the paranormal now for years. This is actually the first werewolf case that I've researched and investigated. And whatever it was that we was watching was certainly watching us back.
Mike used to work in a candy factory along Barmston Drain. Now he's a local historian who has published several books on paranormal activity.
In here, I have a number of eyewitness sightings, a lot of the newspaper clippings.
So the fact that all the sightings here are quite closely clustered together, does that sort of give more credence to the idea that people are genuinely seeing Old Stinker rather than it being sort of tall tales?
It does for me, because all these sightings came before I went public. So when I got 4 from one area, 3 from another area in really close proximity, that did lend weight to the fact that, you know, these people could maybe be seeing the same thing. You get a case like that across your desk, it's too good to turn away, really. It just immediately gripped my imagination.
And now you're Hull's very own Van Helsing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that. People do come to me with some weird and wonderful requests.
What kind of gear are we going to be taking out?
A couple of different cameras, audio recorders, torches. I try and travel as light as possible.
I don't want to alarm you, Mike, but I don't see anything there that's going to potentially stop an 8-foot werewolf.
We might have to throw a camera, but other than that...
You got any advice for me?
If you see me running, try and keep up.
So we can have one more hunter joining us.
I've got my good friend John. We've been on this drain quite a few times looking.
You know, as a werewolf hunting novice, what should I be looking out for?
Footprints, any broken branches, animal droppings.
I hope I don't get it on my trainers, I like these. Do you smell that? Oh my God.
The smell that you're getting right now, hopefully, is the tannery.
So it's not Old Stinker right I'm over. Smelling?
Hopefully not, but one of the stories connected with Old Stinker is this horrible putrid stench. It's like rotten eggs.
Oh, I can like taste it on my tongue. All right, this is where it gets a bit scary now.
Oh, yeah. Did you wear that?
No. Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, shit, there was actually something there. I definitely saw something jump down. It might have been a cat, but it's gone, whatever it was.
Did you get scared then?
No. I mean, maybe a little bit, but... Ooh, did you hear that?
Did I hear that, yeah.
Which direction did that come from?
That looked like it was through that tree line there, which is down to the allotment where we've had 4 sightings from. You want to head that way and investigate?
Something quite big then.
What?
Something definitely made a big splash.
You see anything, Mike?
Well, something's obviously been down there, isn't it? Because there's a track all the way down. It's a duck.
It's a duck.
Oh, right. That literally fucking scared the shit. Okay, I can't want to leave now. So our hunt for a werewolf was ultimately unsuccessful, but the sense I get from Mike and John is it's not necessarily finding old Stinker that matters, it's more the fun of the hunt.
And do people ever sort of call you a fantasist?
Yeah, I mean they do, but at the end of the day I'm not the one who's reporting the sightings. I'm just going after what people are seeing in the hope that I can get evidence and give answers to these people that have witnessed things.
The hunt continues.
Continues, certainly does.
Freedom.
Civilization.
What time's Burger King closed?